And finally today, several counties in Maine are using ankle monitors to track alleged domestic violence offenders before their cases go to trial. While some electronic monitoring programs in the past have been scrapped because of the burden on law enforcement, supporters say ankle monitoring shows promise, both for tracking alleged offenders and for helping victims feel safer. Patty White has more.
In the summer of 2011, Stephen Lake was facing domestic violence charges for allegedly threatening his wife and two children. His court date was in July, but a few weeks before, Lake drove to his estranged wife's home in Dexter early one morning. He entered the house and shot Amy Bagley Lake and their two children, 12 and 13-year-old Monica and Cody, before shooting himself. Friends and family of Amy Bagley Lake felt that her death could have been prevented, so they raised money to start an ankle monitoring program for alleged domestic violence offenders awaiting trial. The pilot began about a year ago in Somerset County, where Megan Maloney is the district attorney.
It definitely keeps victims safer, but even more important, it makes them feel even safer. It enables the victim to know that the person who assaulted him or her is not sitting in the bushes when the victim's trying to sleep.
Maloney says those who use the monitors have to meet certain criteria.
The most dangerous offenders should be kept in jail while awaiting their trial. This is for the mid-level offender, the offender who previously would be allowed to be out on bail, and we would simply try to watch as much as possible.
The ankle monitors allow law enforcement to track alleged offenders 24/7. Those wearing the devices must adhere to inclusion and exclusion zones. The inclusion zone dictates the area perpetrators must stay within at night, usually their home. The exclusion zones include places where the victim is likely to go. Earlier this month, about 15 people in Somerset County wore ankle monitors. All that tracking takes resources. In the past, Maloney says, that presented problems.
The number one challenge is to pay someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to sit and stare at a computer screen. It is just cost prohibitive.
But Somerset County contracts with a company in Texas that does the monitoring and calls when there's a violation.
It's actually working well. It gives us another tool to fight domestic violence.
Somerset County Sheriff Dale Lancaster says the alleged offenders pay the cost of the ankle monitors, which costs about $7 a day.
It's all part of the bail, and the workload is not much greater than what that officer does now.
Sheriff Joel Mary of Saginaw County, which has also piloted an ankle monitoring program for the past year, says because offenders pay the cost of the monitors, there's virtually no cost to the county. But there is a few thousand dollars set aside to cover the cost for indigent offenders. Mary says monitors serve the needs of both victims and alleged offenders awaiting trial.
To allow them to just sit in jail and you know, perhaps lose their job or whatnot isn't doing anyone any good.
Mary says that he hasn't used the ankle monitors as much as he'd like because most cases haven't fit the appropriate criteria. But a cautious approach is something that Francine Stark of the Maine Coalition to End Domestic Violence supports.
I think it's early days yet in Maine to really know how effective this has been.
Stark says the idea shows promise, not only for victims' peace of mind, but to provide concrete evidence of alleged abusers' conduct.
Historically, we've really relied on victims to tell us what offenders are doing.
Other Maine counties also see promise in ankle monitors. Kennebec, Waldo, and Cumberland County are in the midst of launching their own programs. Faye Loopy of the Cumberland County Violence Intervention Project says it took about a year to create a plan with all the necessary partners: law enforcement, advocates, the district attorney, and dispatchers.
That's important, bottom line, because when that alert goes off, you want the people who are supposed to be responding, the law enforcement officers and the dispatchers and others, to know exactly what they need to do.
To ensure that victims will be safe. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.